Congratulations on tying the knot. I'm going to tell you the next few people that are up. Randall Crom is in the house. He's up already. And then we'll have Rick Quimby, Dorothea. Okay. And the proper ladies, are they here? Okay, so hopefully. And then Mary Pratt. Okay, so Randall, did you come directly from Boston?
From Winchester.
Yeah, wasn't bad, the traffic?
Not bad, we were lucky.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you might have had to wait for us, skip us over or something like that.
I met your wife at Passive. I heard all about your stressful day life.
Yes, you did.
Welcome.
So that was a beautiful love song, and I'm also going to do a love song, but it's a different kind of love song. This is a song written for my daughter. Now, and if anyone's been watching Facebook today and is a friend of mine, it would have seen that my daughter Camille's birthday was today, her 15th birthday. And anybody who knows me knows my daughter it's my third daughter, was born with, had a birth injury, and she has significant developmental disabilities. And it was a big change in our life, as it is for anybody who confronts a sudden change of plans in terms of the future you had planned for your family. She's the love of our life, but at times it's also, puts us through our paces, and we've learned a lot about ourselves and what we're capable of through her. And this is a song about that. I don't play it very often. I wrote it 5 years ago, but I play it kind of rarely. I wrote it first to play it for the Federation for Children with Special Needs. When they had us play for them, I wrote the song to play there. But since it's her birthday today, I figured I had to do it when I came out tonight. We just came actually from the Rainforest Cafe, where she had a wonderful time with the lava cake and all that. So anyway. So hard and fail so often, that I would feel so lost and so uncertain that what I did could ever be enough. If someone told me when I held her in my arms how far I would go to try to help her, finding many questions without answers, and never for a moment my love, I wouldn't have thought it possible. I would have said that they are wrong. I wouldn't have believed that being who she needs would be the thing that makes me strong. I wouldn't have thought it possible that I could ever be so sure. What she gives to me, what she helps me see, means more than what I do for her. If I'd realized when I first brought her home, the life I had before was gone forever, in ways I couldn't see, only discover. Friends would never understand. If I'd realized it from the very start, how her life would change my way of living, the miracle I'd find in simply being the one to make her smile and hold her hand, I wouldn't have thought it possible. I would have said that they were wrong. She helps me see it's more than what I do for her. Sometimes I still stop and stare and wonder at all the things my little girls helped me know. And I wouldn't have thought it possible. This is the place where I birthday, Cammie. Thank you.
Wonderful. Randall Crom. Beautiful, Randall.